Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Another session of sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855. It would help if you hit the right buttons. Anyway, welcome to another session of sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Or you can send me an email at joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Some of you are, I know you're going to the website and you're grabbing the phone number for the office. And if you want to call the show, it's 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, that's the best way to get on to the show. Otherwise, either send me a message or leave me a message on the office number. All right, look, a lot going on, as you saw. We had Jennifer Van Laar on the last hour talking about the movie 2,000 Mules. And, you know, seriously, you got to... Dinesh D'Souza is, a movie maker, an author, a speaker, whatever, and more. And what you want to make sure you do is you want to make sure you're supporting people like him. You know, I talked with, when Jennifer was on, I talked to you guys about the fact that we have been cut out of making money. We have been cut out of raising money, if you would, on all the social media platforms to a big degree. And many of us, you know, again, you can't sell anything. They won't let you sell anything there. So if you want to support some of these shows, there's a dozen ways to do it. You can buy, go over to MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell has gone out of his way to make ways for us to make money, or for everybody to make money. And that includes, you know, if you buy his pillows, pillowcases, sheets, blankets, comforters, whatever's on there that you buy that you need, because everybody's buying a pillow at some point in time, buying pillowcases at some point, slippers, all kinds of things. So if you head over there and buy, use promo code Joe, there's all kinds of deals you're going to get yourself into. Two for one, something's going to be 50 to 60% off. So take advantage of that. Keep Americans working. Stop the ships coming here from China with some really cruddy product on there. And buy American, which you should be doing. You should think about doing to begin with. No, seriously. Sorry for whistling. But when you look around and again, you see what's going on, you may have to pay a few extra bucks for it. Because you got real people making the product that they're paying decent wages to, unlike what they do in China and other places. So give it some thought. You want to take some pain? You know, really, if you're going to get it anyhow, one way or the other. You're going to have some of this pain of buying and living right now, living in this country right now. I'm not suggesting you go anywhere. But buy American. Make it worth their while to stay here. Make it worth their while to stay open. So, after the break, we're going to talk about, you know, people that are migrating like crazy out of the state. not just the state of California, but other states. What I find interesting is that people are fleeing, you know, New York. They don't want you to know that. They're not going to bring it up or tell you or give you an idea what's going on. But you're seeing more and more of these people flee. And there's a second part of this. You're seeing more and more of these people flee from places like California, New York, Chicago, and other places like that. And they're going to Texas, Oklahoma, Utah, more red states, if you would. Here's the problem. Now, I don't believe for a minute that they're moving there to bring their politics with them. I don't believe that for a second. I mean, think about it. If you're in California and you believe in all that socialist garbage that they've got going on here, why would you leave? Why would you go anywhere else? I believe these people truly go to these other states because they want out of the hellhole that they created here by the people that they voted in. So when they go to these other states, and I've already got reports and stories, I mean, Dr. B is in Texas, and she loves to rub it in and tell me stories about people that are moving there and what they're doing to her state. So they go there and they bring these policies with them that they're running away from in the state that they're leaving. Don't let them do it. I'm not joking. Don't let them do it. When they come into those places and they tell you, geez, a lot of American flags are destroyed, you go, that's right. There are, because we're patriots. If you can't handle it, matter of fact, if you don't have one, I'll buy you one and put it up on your property. What do you think? When they go away on vacation, put up a flagpole in their front lawn. Put a flag on it. I mean, seriously, we have to start opening our mouths, being bold, not antagonistic, but being bold about what we believe. Not being afraid. Don't back down just because you might hurt somebody's feelings. And Americans, you know, again, they're fleeing to places. Well, I've been told they're fleeing to places that match their own political views. That is not the case. I'm sorry, you'd have to prove that to me. I went through a bunch of numbers. We were talking during one of the breaks with Dan Pilla. And, you know, one of the issues that we had, I love this, one of the issues that we had with Dan was we were trying to figure out how many people actually were leaving California. How could California possibly have a surplus when when people are leaving here in big numbers? Joe Mancini, your host. Be back in a minute. Don't go far.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide super soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Got any questions? Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. You know, I've always joked about being stuck here in California, hunkered down in a bunker. And many people will say to you, what are you doing there? I've actually had some other radio show hosts in other states say to me, hey, come out here, get out of that garbage. You know, we'll get you on here at this station. And I was joking, well, who's going to stay and fight? Right? Seriously. But it gets to the point where you realize that flat spot in your head is from slamming your head against the desk all the time, thinking you're going to make some headway, and you don't. And, you know, if you're really thinking about your family, you're thinking about your life and really where you want to be in a few years, why stay in a state? I always joke, it's like arguing with the guy who's got you on hold. You know, you've been on hold 45 minutes, he puts you back on hold again, you start calling him names. Guess what? You're going to be back on hold for 45 minutes. Why argue with those people? So, if you got a family, you're living in one of these states, like I am, where the gas has gone, let me see, groceries have gone up almost 40% in 2.5 years. I filled up my tank the other day, as some of you heard earlier, twice as much money as it did a year ago. I don't know how people are affording to go back and forth to work unless they got like a 4-cylinder car. And expenses have just gone up here, medical and otherwise, so much in a state like this. We're not the only state. But you need to start seeking out places to go, places to move, where you can do better for your family, where your family can do better, where everybody wins all the way around. That's your job, you know, as you know, whether you're dad or mom, start looking around, start making sure that you know that you're bringing your family to a nice area, to a good area. Many of us go moving to areas we don't know. We Google them, we look them up online. We don't know anybody in those areas. So you need to do your research. Well, I've known this guy for a long time. I know him to be a good, honest guy. Kevin Korenthal joins me. He's a former resident, now reside in California. Now he resides in Texas. He's a real estate agent there. You know, I think you never became a real estate agent where we're at because we're already like 7,240 of them.
Yeah, we knew all of them. We knew all of them as well.
That's what we did too. But you and I have been talking for a while, and you were talking about how you're pulling things together so when people are leaving an area like California, that you help them find the right area for them if they're moving to Texas or wherever. You've got the connections and to help them do the whole thing, from the move to getting all their stuff turned, utilities turned on at the other end, everything, right? Give us an overview of what you're doing.
Yeah, hey, thanks, Joe. Really good to see you again, even though I can't actually see you right now. You said it at the beginning of this segment that who's going to be there to fight? Well, I fought for as long as I could. You know, we were both involved heavily in trying to turn the state around. And, you know, at the time that I was planning on leaving, I said to a lot of folks at the time that I'm not really leaving California because of how bad California is now. I'm leaving because how bad I think it's going to get. And I have been proven relatively correct in that assertion. And at the time that I was considering moving, a friend of mine, a Facebook friend, but someone I had met in California politics as well, named Paul Chabot. He's ran for office a number of times in the state. He was making his plans and had chosen the community of McKinney, which is where I now reside, to move his family to. So once I got here, Paul was already here. And I want to say maybe a month or two, he calls me up and goes, hey, let's go out for coffee. I want to talk to you about an idea. And he laid a conservative move on me, and I was blown away. Why hadn't someone already thought of this? Why didn't I think of this? His concept was very simple. Let's put together a national network of Christian conservative real estate agents that are the best in their field and able to help our friends and family and our new friends and new friends and colleagues be able to move from where they are in the blue state to where they want to go somewhere else in the country, whether it be, as you mentioned, Texas, Wyoming, Utah, Florida. And I couldn't join him in running the organization at that time. I was committed in other capacities, but I did a number of interviews to press about my move here to Texas and why, ostensibly to give press to a conservative move. I answered the phone when Paul would call me at 9 o'clock at night with an idea to bounce off me. And, just over time, I became able to see myself involved in helping do what Paul and a number of other of his agents are doing. And, I literally have, seen the most amazing things happen with regards to people's lives. A attorney that you and I both know moved his family. I mean, it was very surprised that people would do this. They would upend, you know, their entire family and move them across the country because they simply either couldn't afford to live in California, knew they would never be able to buy a home in California, or just really couldn't handle the political nature of what was going on.
Where, you know, it's funny you bring him up, and I won't bring up his name because we haven't asked him, but we both know him well. He was well-established here in our local area, in the state of California as a whole, and there was an incident at one of the schools, and on top of that, the schools were locked down, mask-wise and so many other ways. They were doing distance learning. His daughter was very much into sports, and I remember him calling me one day and said, look, be honest with me because I've got a big decision to make. Will the schools go back to normal after all the if and when all this COVID stuff is gone? I said, I don't believe so. I don't think they'll ever go back to the way they were. And that's when he decided, okay, we're out of here. That was a tough decision. It was something I was talking about early on. Tough decision to make. His whole life was here. He had friends and you know, business acquaintances, political acquaintances. He was well known to move out to an area where he relatively was not known. So it can be done. And I got to give him kudos because he did it for his family, right?
Yeah. And a conservative move found the real estate agents on both sides of that transaction, made it very, very easy for basically some signatures and a handshake for him to be able to do that, to have that mobility to do that. And he's not the only story that I can point to. There are other Santa Clarita and Southern California business owners that are in the process right now or have already completed the process of purchasing property in other states to either occupy those properties now or rent them out until which time they can more easily move out of the area.
Yeah, and it's, you know, again, it's a different world. But I was thinking as you were talking, though, by calling it a conservative network, you kind of leave the left out of the fringe. They're not even going to probably pick up the phone and call you guys or call you at that light. And
they complain.
Yeah.
You're not being very inclusive, are you?
Yeah. Oh, you got that. Good. Glad you picked up on that. We got to go for a quick break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up right after the break on the Joe Messina Show.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News.
U.S. inflation hit 8.3% in April. The Labor Department reported on Wednesday that consumer prices made that jump in the past 12 months. That came in below the 8.5% year-over-year surge in March, which marked the highest rate since 1981. Meanwhile, President Joe Biden's Tuesday press conference, where he attempted to lay out a plan to curb inflation, is drawing criticism from conservatives. Senator Rick Scott spoke to Newsmax.
That was a pretty disappointing press conference. There was no plan to deal with inflation. It was just, how does the president blame somebody else for inflation?
And gas prices nationwide are reaching all-time highs. AAA reports Americans are paying an average of $4.40 for a gallon of unleaded gas. Diesel prices are over the $5 mark. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I love that.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. You know, I love some of these stories. I don't know if you guys heard that they're picketing around Nancy Pelosi's house. The pro-choice protesters. They gave up on the SCOTUS justices. First of all, it's illegal. It's against federal law to protest the home and or office of a judge. So now they're all going around Nancy Pelosi's house and other houses of Democrats to tell them that they have to codify Roe versus Wade. And she doesn't know what to do with it. She's looking at them going, what are you doing here? You know, go take care of the justices. Go break the law. These people are amazing. Anyway, that's not what you're here for. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Kevin Korenthal joins me. He's a former California resident. He's now residing in the great state of Texas, and he's a real estate agent there helping others get out of the mini-communist countries set up all through the great country of America here, of the U.S. And, yeah, Kevin, you got out. You saw what was coming. I understand that. But you got out before the crap really started hitting the fan, when the Gestapo really started to walk the streets here in California. And it's got to be a bit of a culture shock coming from California going to Texas, isn't it?
Culture shock. No, I felt like I'd come home. And I said that to a lot of people. Yeah, I immediately felt at home. And, you know, Texas, yeah, the South in general is very misunderstood by people on the coasts. There's this idea that we're still hung up in some slave era racism, and that somehow mixed couples get harassed. I mean, I've heard this from people who are going to be moving here to Texas. Now, don't put me in a place where, you know, where those racists are. Yeah, it could not be farther from the truth. In fact, the thing that I noticed right away, there's a lot of really high-end malls here in the DFW area. And when I moved here, I spent a lot of time walking in those malls and shopping in those malls. Really, that's where I've always felt the mall is a place where you absorb the culture of the area. And one of the things that I noticed was, is not only did I see more black and brown people who were economically active in the economy, but they were the managers of the stores. They had large families, four, five, six kids. I never saw that. If there was ever families in, you know, black families in the Santa Clarita area, most of them must have kept to themselves. They were not as prevalent. There is no, obviously, by population, white people outnumber any of the other racial groups, but, you know, pound for pound, there are more diverse races here. And I would include also Arabs in full dress. There's a lot of Asians that are moving to the area. There's whole communities that are filling up with Asians. This is becoming the most diverse part of America, because frankly, all those places that are so-called diverse are, you know, they're economic hellholes. Yeah. People can't afford to buy a home. You can go so much farther on a dollar. I calculated that the first year or two that I was here, my costs were about 40% less than when I lived in California. And that's a significant, that means a vacation, and that means extras. That means, you know, not having to, you know, roll that debt out on the credit card every month. I mean, it was truly freeing to be able to live in a place where culturally people had a little bit of a different accent. But other than that, I'm home. And now sometimes I have that accent.
Yeah. Well, at least you didn't have a problem I had. I came from Boston, so I was a Yankee. Right there is strike one and two, you know.
Oh yeah,
waiting for strike three to happen. But no, it's and it's not just Texas people. I mean, I've got friends of mine that have moved to Tennessee, they've moved to Oklahoma, they've moved to, you know, to other places that are much more red than the place they come out of. Because, you know, how do you really, when it comes to your family, and you have a lovely family too, you've got kids and a wife that you moved out of this place, and you're looking to set up in an area where your kids are going to be safe, your wife's going to be safe, and the neighborhood's going to be safe as a whole. And there's plenty of those still left around this country. And that's why I said to you early on in the intro that you have to have people you could trust. So when they say, you know, Kevin, if somebody says, I want to leave California, I know you're from California, but, you know, I'm going to move to Oklahoma. You're not going to get in your car, drive to Oklahoma, check things out. You've got a network of people across the country in these red states, do you not?
Yeah, so the way that the conservative move model works is even without even talking to me, you can go on conservativemove.com and choose where you want to start looking at properties. So you could choose to look in Tampa, Florida, and or Dallas, Texas, and each of those, you know, sections, you'll be asked to fill out basic information, basic contact information. I would usually ask people to start with one area and get comfortable with the process, and then you just choose me as a referral source when you check out, and then whatever way you decided that you wanted to be contacted, someone from Conservative Move will reach out to you and let you know who your agent is, and that agent will reach out, and they'll set up a search for the properties that you have an interest in that particular area where you're looking. And as I said, once you're comfortable doing it, you can go back in and you can set up searches in other areas, other communities. We pretty much have agents everywhere a Republican living in a blue state would want to go, including if you lived in Los Angeles and wanted to move to Riverside. What we're seeing now is there are folks that can't make the actual leap to leave the state, but they're moving from Los Angeles to San Diego or to Riverside. And we have agents on both sides of those transactions too, which means that if you have to sell your house in Los Angeles, we have a great conservative Christian, I know there, yes, there are, agent there in Los Angeles who can help you sell that home. And there's like I said, at this point, we haven't found a limit to where we can send you. And then in addition to the real estate services, we have a whole host of referral services for like moving companies and other services that you'll need when you get here or to wherever you're going.
Well, yeah, because a lot of things to consider. The house needs to be checked out from a, you know, a standpoint of is it still sound? Are there any real issues with it? Kind of thing.
Might have health insurance needs, automobile insurance. We work with a whole bunch of really good people that will help you get all of those things settled.
Yeah. So where are you guys at this point? Where are you guys seeing people moving from, and what seems to be the most popular destination point? Now, I know you're probably going to want to say Texas, but
Well, no, the needle is a little bit pushed by the fact that there's a conservative radio host out of Seattle named Kirby who has basically taken all of his listeners out of Seattle and moved them to various other parts of the country.
God bless
them. So the great exodus right now, and the flow will stem, obviously, right now is coming out of Seattle. But I'll tell you, we are opening up advertising in the L.A. market soon. And people have never heard of us. The drive time AM radio stations, none of those people have heard of us. We're too small, and the footprint that we have was on – we did Fox News. Paul did Fox News and all the big news stations. But the drive time folks, the ones that are in traffic are an hour and a half each direction at a job they really don't care that much about anymore, they're going to start hearing about conservative move. And I think then what we're going to see is the needle is going to shift over to Southern California being the place. Now, as far as where people are going – there are a lot coming here to Texas. It's a nice middle ground for a lot of people that really couldn't see the real humid weather in Florida. And then I would say, so you have your Texas, Florida, and then probably Utah would be number three.
Yeah.
Anecdotally speaking. Yep. Yeah. And Utah is kind of a mixed bag. My real estate friends in Utah say we get a Democrat for every Republican here, because now it's not just Republicans that are leaving the hellhole the Democrats created. These people are after they voted for what they got in California, they're now moving out of the state as well. We know a couple of political operatives that did that after they lost campaigns. They left the state, and now they're going to vote probably the same way in those other states, which is obviously not going to be very good for those communities.
Well, I thought, you know, there was an article in the Wall Street Journal about 2 weeks ago about Democrat moms who tended to vote Democrat all the way down the ticket, and you couldn't shake them from it. And the article claimed in some of the surveys they did in New York and Chicago and other places, including L.A., that the Dem moms were saying, now, we're going to vote Republican for the first time. We're going to vote conservative for the first time because we want control of our schools back. It had very few of them even talked that much about safety as much as they did about, you know, parental control at the school level. They wanted the kids to get a good, clean, and decent education. And they had said, you know, gay marriage and abortion, all that now was on their back burners. It was on, you know, it was now down to 10, 11, and 12 is the items that they cared about. So they have, you know, there's a certain group that have shot themselves in the foot. And these moms are going to make a big difference in the next election. Got to go for a break. Joe Mesina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Back at it again. Joe McKee, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Always appreciate your time with me. You know, we talk a lot about people moving to different parts of the country. And I've actually, in the past, I've had people say, I moved to here or I moved to wherever. I thought it was going to be different. It is much different, but I can see it now turning blue or seeing it now becoming more liberal, which is why you have to be really careful. Really know the places you're moving to. And a matter of fact, I would say, even don't tell your liberal friends where you're moving, okay? Seriously. Get a post office address in, like, New York City, then have it forwarded to you or something. I don't know. But don't let them know where you're going. Don't bring the trash along with you. I'll put it that way, you know? And let me bring him on with me. Kevin Korenthal is a former California resident, now residing in Texas. And he's a real estate agent there, and I've known Kevin for years. And the bottom line was, if you try to get your family out of California or New York or any one of those places, you really need to know where you're moving to so you're not miserable twice. You don't feel like you jump from the frying pan into the fire. And more places are becoming like that. So you just want to make sure you're safe and you know what's going on. And you know, Kevin's with an organization that has a whole team, if you would, or connections in many states. And I love the name it's a conservative network.
Well, you know, one of the primary themes that we heard about at the same time that conservativemove.com was started up was the big Toyota factory that was opened up in the DFW area, and how that was, and what the news article said was that's going to bring a lot of people who are not Texas into Texas.
Right.
And so that was probably a big talking point in the early days, 5 years ago, of Conservative Move's initial existence, was the idea that we need to bring more conservatives into red states, because the people in the blue staters, the people who voted for all of that hellishness, are taking those same voting values to conservative states where they have, you know, basically a clean slate to start voting in all the types of, and you know, the insanity is even at a higher level than it was back. Because now what we have is we have the whole DEI and the CRT, and how those are being skewed in order to be able to both change the education of our children, but also to cut off any debate by people who disagree with it. So we have that. I can't tell you that you're going to move to Dallas or Tampa or anywhere else and it's going to be perfect, because we have school boards where the same thing is happening. We need, and that's why I think that it's critically important that you think to yourself, I'm not just escaping and leaving California. I'm going somewhere where I can help, where it's defensible territory, right? Where my votes can help hold back the waters of the fact that there are, you know, the big cities, just like in anywhere else, just like Los Angeles and San Francisco, Austin and even parts of Dallas are very, very liberal, and they pull down the conservative vote, because that's what the big cities do. The urban cores are almost always lockstep for the Democrat Party.
Oh, yeah. And that's why we need to be, to your point, though, you need to get out there, you need to support people. I think people have woken up to politics. I got the pleasure of speaking to a young group of kids today, and when they were talking about not wanting to be involved in politics, I said, how many of you guys drive? And they raised their hand. A good portion of them raised their hand, senior class. And I said, you know, get the parties out of the picture for a minute. I don't want you to think I'm pushing a party, but you realize that when you go to the gas station and you put gas in your car, you're playing politics. Because it's politics that decides how much tax you get charged for those, you know, decisions they make in Sacramento and other places that make that decision.
And 3 more cents a gallon just added. They just added 3 more cents to the gallon of gas in California. These people have no shame.
Oh, and it'll go up again in July because, you know, that summer blend. I mean, June. Because they have a summer blend. And again, so they voted to refuse to suspend the gas tax for a couple of months. Instead, they're going to send every registered voter a $400 check. Well, you have a car or not, apparently.
And I just read today that there's a new thing that Gavin Newsom wants to set up called water police, water cops.
Oh, yeah.
Because Californians are not, you know, they're taking a shower every day, and he would rather they just take one once a week. I guess that's what it is. And there's going to be a law enforcement officer who's going to knock, sir, we know that you're running your water in there. Yeah. We're going to need you to shut that off.
I'm watching your meter. Well, you know, they went to all wireless meters, you know, Wi-Fi meters, water and electric. So, you know, they're tracking everything you're doing. We know they've been doing that forever anyhow. And Kevin, you know, a little joke that I've been talking about here in California, you know, we're going all electric. They want everything electric. They want electric cars. They want electric stoves, electric ovens. They want you to take your forced air units for your air conditioning and heating. They want you to turn those into what's called a heat pumps, which are all electric.
Yeah.
And yet last summer, now I want you to think about it. I don't know what the number was, like 12% of Californians own some kind of electric car. Oh, and by the way, you know, lawnmowers and such all have to go electric too. Last summer, they were begging people to do what? Not to charge their cars because the grid couldn't take it.
And they go,
okay, who thought this out? Oh, that's right, nobody. Got it.
Most of that grid was built in the 60s and 70s. It is not designed, and they take the nuclear power offline. There's only one more nuclear power plant left. And didn't Newsom, aren't they, they're not going to mothball it right away because the summer's coming, and they're going to, these people, they just are so self-unaware as to how their policies are just making what their dreams. Like, if they come up with a power source like nuclear, you potentially could charge all the cars at night while people did their laundry and all the other things, but can't do nuclear because that's bad, man.
No. And, you know, it's funny because, you know, they're talking about now, you know, electric airplanes and all this other stuff. I'm saying, all right, I want the inauguration, the inaugural flight of that electric airplane, whatever. I want it to have AOC on it, Nancy Pelosi, and Kevin Newsom. Let them try out the technology they're pushing, you know? God bless.
So if you're looking for an opportunity to live in a part of the country where people share your values,
yeah,
and you think that you and you have, know what the value of your vote is when you take that vote away from California and you bring it to Texas, that's two votes right there, one taken away and one added. I want you to go to conservativemove.com, check around on the website. There's lots to see there. You can search by the area, the regions, the cities that you would like to potentially see homes at, and with no obligation. And I'll add here, there is no additional cost anywhere in this transaction. Our fees are paid through the regular real estate transaction that you would pay if you used your brother in, you know, or some other agent that you picked out of the phone book. We offer this service purely as a service to the folks that want to get out, and we're able to recoup the operating costs from the regular real estate fees that folks are already required to pay. So it's conservativemove.com. Take a look today. Again, no obligation, but an opportunity to just take a look at what is out there, see the houses, and just in case you're using Zillow to do that, about 20% of Zillow is not accurate, and so you don't really know what's available, and you don't want to go through Zillow. You want to work with an agent who's going to ask questions and know what it is that you want when you go and move, and so that you can take the hassle out of it. And I do, as an agent, oftentimes I will do video tours for my clients before they ever get out here so that they can see some of this property before they book the flight to come out here and see it. So that's going the extra mile, and that's what we'll do for our clients, because we think this is a calling, not just a career. It's a calling to be able to help people get out of the situations they're in and be able to enjoy their votes in the conservative parts of California.
So, Kevin, I'm going to ask you an old-fashioned question. Is there a phone number that they can call to get information?
conservativemove.com.
No phone number? I got people that won't use it. Believe it or not, they prefer the phone as opposed to that internet.
Okay, all right, call me up. Here's my number, 945-234-1704. 945-234-1704. That's my direct line. Goes directly to me, not the office, not a service. That goes directly to my phone. Call me up. Happy to work with you.
Yeah, I will put that up on your segment here, along with people being able to get back and listen to what we're saying and what have you. But again, I want to be clear with people. This is start to finish. If I go on your website or I decide to call you directly and I go, look, Kevin, I can't take this place. I'm living in the gates to hell. I want to move to a place. I got two kids or three kids, and I want to get them out of here. Where in Texas can I go, and what's it going to cost me? You can actually put everything together from the moving company to, you know, getting them there, whatever changes or upgrades or what have you need to be done at the place they're going. You could also, you've got a network to help do that as well.
And if you want to rent for a while when you get out here, we can hook you up with, you know, agents. Also negotiate rental deals, so we can do that for you as well.
Finance?
Absolutely. Oh, well, you know, we won't even look at houses with you until we got you pre-qualified. So, yeah, no, you got it. That's number one. All the real estate people that listen to you, like, yeah, definitely pre-qualified first. Need that letter.
Well, there's a boatload of cash offers around. I'd like to know who those people are. Getting friendly with them.
But, not Kevin, most of the people you and I know.
Yeah. It's been a pleasure. I'll get the information up on the website, and we'll have you back in a few weeks and maybe discuss some hot spots that people are moving to and how you can help them get there as well. So thanks for being with us.
Good to talk with you, Joe. Thank you, sir.
Yep, thank you. Joe Pacino, your host. God bless, guys. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid, because I want you back here with me next week.